to the North Pole.
Young Fresh Fellows wrapping up that set of music with their version of Oh Little Town of Bethlehem here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Young Fresh Fellows, how about some 5440 with 2,000 Years of Love? Then I played some R.E.M. in there. Yeah, that kind of instrumentally hummy song. We think it was Deck the Halls. That was R.E.M. doing Deck the Halls. Originally, that song, their version of that song was only available on a 45 or a 7-inch, whatever you kids want to call it. That was mailed out to members of the R.E.M. fan club. Yeah, they used to do that every year, an exclusive single. A lot of times they were numbered. For a long time, they were always on vinyl, and then into the 90s, I think they started putting them out on CD. And guess what? The Mockster still has his original one as a former member of the R.E.M. fan club. You can now find it. I think it's on different compilations, and, you know, the world exploded at some point. Oh, and speaking of exploding, how about some Nick Frater doing his pandemic Christmas song, Wash Your Hands of Christmas, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
You are listening to a special edition of the Viva La Mock Radio program. Tis the season, and I, the Mockster, in plain songs. For the next hour, that fit within said season.
I'm so tired of working every day. Now the weekend's come, I'm gonna throw my troubles away. If you've got the cafe, mister, you'll do all right. I wanna see the bright lights tonight. Meet me at the station, don't be late. I need to spend some
yourself a good time, but remember the kids who have nothing when you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us your money.
Kimberly Rue, along with Lee Cave Berry, reminding you that all I want is you for Christmas. Now, you might actually recognize the name Kimberly Rue because he was an original soft boy with Robin Hitchcock, but he also penned a song which I believe was the most played song of, like, the last 40 years. All right, 30 years. In Europe, And I'm talking about Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. He was actually a member of Katrina and the Waves and wrote that song. Hey, before the Kimberly Rue, Lee Cave Perry track, the Leonards. The Leonards doing the Kinks, Father Christmas. Also, the bobbleheads in there, because it is a groovy time of year. And then the Ocean Color Scene start off the entire set doing the Richard Thompson penned, I want to see the bright lights tonight. Don't you? I'd like to see the bright lights all the time. Where I live, decorations like that stay up all year round. You know why? Because I'm lazy. Mostly because I'm lazy. I'm also the Mockster. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. It's a special holiday edition of the Viva La Mock radio program. A seasonal celebration where I am only playing songs that fit within the Mockster's bandwidth of the holiday. Hold on. There's an announcement coming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Christmas pantomime. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Oh, on a sunny morning in September, you brace yourself to do the weekly shop. But soon you're spitting bile, cause in every other aisle, a bleeding sign's all pleading Santa stop. With festive food expiring in November, and plastic crimbo crap to chuck away. Oh, heaven knows the early fall's not the time to deck the halls. I wish it wasn't Christmas every day.
I say, why was Santa's little elf feeling poorly?
I don't know, why was Santa's little elf feeling poorly?
Well, he was suffering from tinselitis, wasn't he?
Tinselitis? That sounds awful. Did he ever get better?
Oh, absolutely. He was very well looked after by the National Elf Service.
And now the Yule log stretches long before December, I'm dreaming of a Christmas that is short. Everybody knows that it never ever snows, and phony frosting makes me want to snort.
With you,
I've forgotten quite how sweetly I remember when gratification came with a delay. So leave it out, you stupid get, cause it ain't the season yet. I wish it wasn't Christmas every day.
So rain in those reindeer, dear.
Consider the illuminated lawn ornament.
Come
on, I'll throw an inflatable turkey. It's ready for Thanksgiving, but I'm sure it'll double up for Christmas. Just stick a Santa hat on us. We have those in special offer. One of those anarchist anonymous masks make very nice ones. Most people don't have the best to spend in November nowadays. And in the meantime, you could use it as a beach ball.
Won't you make it go away? I wish it wasn't Christmas every day. Lord help me, Mother. I wish it wasn't Christmas every day.
Kaliki Maka is the team to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where the palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, sunshine by day and all stars at night. Kaliki Maka is Hawaii's way. Say Merry Christmas to you. Jingle bells of all.
you're so far away. Can you hear me? Dreams do come true, so what would you do if I turn up right next to you?
Socks with candy, no bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make those reindeer hurry. The time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas unless my baby's here. Socks with candy, no bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. To Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back.
The Reverend Horton Heat wrapping up that set of music from his We Three Kings Christmas release from a few years back with Santa, Bring My Baby Back to Me, right here on the Viva LaBach radio program on WRCT. Before the good Reverend Irene Pena in that set of music with Will You Turn Up for Christmas. Boy Dog Pondering with their take on the Hawaiian classic Malikiliki Maka, and start off the entire set with some Spy Genius with Revels Without a Clause. Hey, I am the Mockster. I am a Revel Without a Clause. I am a DJ with a purpose, and that purpose is to celebrate the season, celebrate the holiday, and play all holiday-inspired songs. That's what I'm doing, if you didn't figure that out. And I hope you're enjoying it. Let's keep things on that, I like to call it the twangier side. The rock and roll side of things. Some Southern culture on the skids. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby.
Got music on. down a chimney about 3:30. Left all them good old presents for my baby and me. Yes. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm living in paradise.
There, that was just a warm up.
We'll have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if it will snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you're walking down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, oh, the mistletoe. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. We'll have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if it will snow, but have a cup of cheer. But have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you're walking down the street,
for me. We'll have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Yeah, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Hey, Amanda Richard from WRCT's Wednesday Folk Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. On Friday, December 31st at 11 p.m., Pittsburgh musician Art Lindsay will join me for WRCT's third annual Hank Williams tribute. We like to remember Hank Williams on New Year's because in the wee hours of the morning on January 1st, 1953, Hank Williams passed away in the back of an automobile from way too much whiskey, quote, vitamins, unquote, and drugs consumed before, during, and after breakfast. Art and I will sample some of the thousands of recordings Hank made in a national career that spanned just 6 years, and this year we'll also explore a little bit of Hank Williams' legacy. So turn down the sound on whatever tripes on the tube and tune in to WRCT's annual Hank Williams tribute, Friday, December 31st at 11 p.m. at 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh, or streaming from WRCT.org.
A cold tear falls from his eyes as he turns into the night and walks away. Lucille runs outside just to see if there might be a sleigh. Little Bobby steps down at the plate where Cookie still lay and tries to understand what Mama said Santa can't stay. Mama said Santa can't stay. Says she told him that twice yesterday. Then a car just like that pulled out and drove away. After Mom said Santa couldn't stay. Santa can't stay, 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 stay. Duck, you're drunk, don't come inside. I'm not joking, I've had all this I can take. He threw a present really hard that almost hit Mom's new boyfriend Ray. And yelled, ho, ho, lucky for you, she's here and said that Santa can't stay. Mama said Santa can't stay. Said she told him that twice yesterday. Then a car just like that pulled out and drove away. After Mom said Santa couldn't stay. Mama said Santa can't stay. Said she warned him.
Dwight Yoakam wrapping up that set of music, just reminding you that Mama said Santa can't stay. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. I am your host with the most. Yes, I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you haven't figured it out, because I keep reminding you, I am only playing holiday songs on this edition of the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, before the Dwight Yoakam, old 97's in there, giving you a holly jolly Christmas. That was the Flat Duo Jets also with that instrumental version of Jingle Bells, and start off the entire set with some Southern Culture on the skids with Merry Christmas, Baby. And Merry Christmas to you. Let me say that. Let me just say it now. In advance, day of, whenever, I'm just saying Merry Christmas to you. You know what? I've been playing, and you've noticed, songs of the season, holiday songs, Christmas songs, whatever you want to say, and I've been playing a lot of what I do, variations of maybe old standards or some classics or even some more contemporary stuff without really dipping too much into the originals because I'm the Mockster and that's what I do. But every once in a while, there's an original out there and you have to play the original. Like Gene Autry.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hi, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT.
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll break the baby. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Mervin and push the tables back and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. Just a mind it plays up and multiply this matter. Turns imagination into fact. You know I love her badly. She's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some gravy. I'm gonna taste the fat. I tell her that I'm sorry. Yeah, I love her badly. Tell them all I'm sorry. And kiss the sleeping children.
Children will sing. He'll be back. Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one, and then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You're handsome.
Yeah,
pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
The Pogues, who have created a Christmas classic back in 1987 with Fairy Tale of New York here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Would you believe that song actually did not hit the top spot back in 1987 of the UK Christmas songs? No, it got to number two. It was held back by Pet Shop Boys' version of Always On My Mind. However, I believe the Pogues get the last laugh on that one. Because it is actually the most played Christmas song in the UK of the 21st century. And it's been in the top 20 18 different times. Fantastic. Hey, before the Pogues, played the band C-Clamp doing their version of The Pretenders' 2,000 Miles. Also, Joe wanted to hear some Paul Kelly as he does each and every year at this time. And why not? Because that is, if not my favorite, one of my favorite Paul Kelly songs, How to Make Gravy. Start off the entire set with some Gene Autry. Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do you know the story behind that? Before it was a claymation. Rudolph was actually invented by the Montgomery Ward Company. It was a little book you could get back in like the 1940s. Or so the story goes. I just tell stories as I know them, and that's a story I know. Hey, guess what? Guess what? Tis the season for giving and receiving. So I should tell you that people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans actually die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant? Most of these people are waiting for kidneys. Now, the good news is there's a program out there. It's called MatchingDonors.com, and it's helping change that. Because what it does is it links organ donors with people in need of organs, like a kidney. Now, you don't actually have to donate a kidney. You don't. So I'm not asking you, tis the season to donate a kidney. You can if you want to. That'd be a very nice thing. But you can also donate a car, a boat, real estate. You know what? It's the end of the year. You get a great tax deduction, and you're going to help save lives. So just think about it. Think about it. MatchingDonors.com is the website where you can call 1-800-385-0422. This message brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock Radio Program and WRCT Pittsburgh.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, the holiday edition, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster, and it is at this time, each and every week, even during the holiday edition, I, the Mockster, have to do a little thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Before we get into the calendars, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and they have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 until 5 in the afternoon, or by appointment, or just visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month on Penn Avenue from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 412-924-0634, or you can visit them online at irmafreeman.org. But let's turn our attention to the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar, let you know some things that are happening. A couple things are ending soon. Like, for example, Monster Fish, which is an exhibit by the National Geographic Society depicting the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. Yeah, it's ending Monday. It's ending on the 27th. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish as well as videos and hands-on activities. Again, it's on display now through December 27th at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland. More information can be found at carnegiemnh.org. Now, over at the Carnegie Museum of Art, the exhibition Wildlife, which is bringing together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves, that's going on now through January 9th. Yeah, Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 1960s all the way up into the 2000s are paired with Reeves's recent reupholstered sculptures. Again, this is going on now at the Carnegie Museum of Art at the Heinz Galleries through January 9th. More information, cmoa.org. And speaking of the Heinz Galleries, through January 17th, it's the Fabricated Landscape exhibition. Yeah, it's cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. Again, on display now through January 17th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. And that website, once again, is cmoa.org. Now let's move over to the north side where the Warhol Museum hangs out, because Marisol and Warhol Take New York is currently on display through Valentine's Day, actually. It's charting the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh pop artists, Marisol, Warhol, in the early 1960s. And the exhibition actually explores the artists' parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and early artistic practices from the 60s, from 1960 to 1968, actually. Again, it's on display now through February 14th at the Andy Warhol Museum. on Sandusky Street on the north side. For more information, warhol.org. And don't forget about the old Pittsburgh Banjo Club. It's been a while since I told you about it, but I love the Banjo Club. It's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339 on Cedar Avenue on the north side. Really what it is the Banjo Club, that's their rehearsal. And it's a bunch of banjos, and there might be a tuba.